Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
What did your kid do to embarrass you? 312-946-4995. Can we have a little story time with Uncle Austin?
Yeah, what happened?
So the other day, it was beautiful weather over the weekend. We had some friends over to the house and hanging out on our back patio, right?
Nice.
And my kids were, you know, just kind of running around playing, not really seeing what they were getting into. And I had earlier in the day, I'd pulled some things from the attic. And to get things down from the attic, I had to, like, get things down that I didn't need. So I just kind of set it aside.
Yeah.
One of those things was our old dog kennel for Coop, my dog.
Oh.
And it, big old cage, right? This is the thing we used to crate her in when we used to crate her. And my daughter, Blair, who is my one-year-old, grew very akin to this cage.
Okay? Oh, really?
To the point where
She
loved crawling inside.
Okay.
And when she crawled inside, we could not get her out.
Because she loved it so much?
She would not get out of the cage. Anytime we would reach in to grab her, to pull her out, she would scream bloody murder, unlike anything I've ever heard before.
Oh my gosh.
She wanted to be in the cage.
That had to be quite a sight.
And so we have friends over, and I'm like, well, I can't get my kid out of this cage. First of all, we did not put her in the cage to begin with. She crawled in there on her own will.
Right, right.
And, you know, they're laughing, they're having a good time. And then, like, we couldn't get her out. But we all wanted to hang out on the patio. So I had to lift the cage.
Stop.
With her in it.
Stop it.
And bring it outside. My kid was obsessed with his cage. And I'm like, I swear we're better parents than this.
You look like you have her, like, jailed.
And they wanted to, like, they wanted to take pictures of it because she did look super cute in this cage. But I was like, don't post that anywhere. I don't want to be canceled because my kid loves cages.
Oh my gosh.
People are going to think that I cage my kids.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I could see, like, if I was little, thinking that that was fun too.
So how did your kids embarrass you? 312-946-4995.
So is she still in the cage?
Mel, stop it. Honestly, she might be. I don't know. 312-946-4995. How did your kid embarrass you? We want to hear some fun stories. This is a safe place, right?
Oh my gosh.
Judgment-free zone.
Safest place
always.
Ever, yes.
Christy in Northbrook.
What did your kid do that embarrassed you?
Well, this happened years and years ago, and I was sick, and I didn't want to admit that. I never like to say I'm sick, you know, because I'm just too proud to say it or something. So when my daughter was asking me about it, I said, oh, yeah, you know, my immunity was down, and when your immunity's down, you can get things like this, whatever. Well, this rang a bell with her. In the news then, we're talking, I don't know, 50-some years ago, you know, people didn't understand AIDS, and she went to the school and she told the teacher I had AIDS. It just had rung a bell. She'd heard something on TV, whatever.
What?
And it gets worse because later on that week, I was on the PTA and I was supposed to make lunch for all the teachers for teacher appreciation.
No.
So my older daughter came home and told me what she'd said. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I had to explain to the teachers. They said, we're not worried. We thought she was just, you know, misunderstanding something, whatever. But it was pretty harrowing. I've never forgotten that.
Yeah. I guess.
I bet. When you went to like eventually bring in the lunches for the appreciation week, were people like looking at you funny even though you still tried to explain yourself?
They didn't. I'm sure the teacher kept it to herself, and she told me, she said, you know, I was sure that Julie got it wrong.
Okay.
Thank goodness she,
oh my gosh.
She had a smart head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's my fault, I guess, for not just saying, yes, I'm sick, you know, and I, whatever.
But,
Right. That is kids, I'm telling you.
Christy.
Yeah.
You never know how they're going to interpret things.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing that story. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for all you do.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Marcy in Des Plaines.
What embarrassing thing did your kid do?
Okay. Well, we did the family trip to Disney, and you know, the bathrooms there are crazy, and my husband had to go really bad. My son was 3, and he's like, okay, I'll take him in. Crazy bathroom. He's like, we're going to go into the stall and go to the bathroom together, right? So my husband proceeds to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, my 3-year-old looks at him, and with a very loud voice in a very crowded bathroom, says, Daddy, why does your ding-dong have a beard on it?
No! 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 Oh, my gosh!
My husband said he waited at least 15 minutes before he exited the stall.
Oh my God.
To be sure that nobody in the bathroom was still in there when he heard my son.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's when you have to just kind of wait out for sure.
Yep. And when I heard the story, I immediately gave my husband a gift certificate for a full body wax.
Oh,
stop. That is too funny. Marcy. Oh, that is great. Wait, so Marcy, curiosity is striking me in the worst way.
Oh my God, what are you going to ask? What?
How did your husband answer that question?
You know, he was so stunned. He said, well, everyone's ding-dong has a beard.
And that's when he's like, mine doesn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, until he gets waxed.
Yeah,
and then again, it's going to be like, what happened to your beard?
Yeah, what happened, Dad? Shaved your ding-dong beard.
Manscaping 101.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Marcy, I'm so glad you called this morning.
Oh, God, that's so
good. Wasn't that the best? When I heard this, I was like, I've got to share the story with you.
Yes.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite story ever.
Good. Jake knows all about the beards now. All right. Well, listen.
He sure does.
Marcy, thank you for this call. This was awesome.
Thanks, Marcy.
You're welcome.
So funny.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.